Fun 107, Michael Gazelle and Michaela. It is the MGM show, and it's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight. This week, we're talking to Nate Gonsolo. He's the Director of Planning, Development, and Communications at Citizens for Citizens Fall River. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, tell us a little bit about Citizens for Citizens. What is your mission?
So, Citizens for Citizens, we are a community action agency. We serve the greater Fall River and the greater Taunton areas. And we have a bunch of different social service programs that target different needs in the community.
And a big need right now is obviously food.
Yes, food is one of the biggest things we do. We run a really great food pantry in the Fall River area. We have a great community development resource center. We disseminate food on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and some other days as well. But yeah, especially right now with the holidays coming up, there's a great need.
Well, I think that, you know, with the government shutdown coming to a close, I'm afraid people might be like, oh, we're done with that. Thank God that's over. But that's not even close to over.
There's a lot of lingering uncertainty, and it's, you know, causing people to freak out a little bit. And rightly so, because we don't know what's going to happen next. And, you know, especially for us at the agency, we don't know what type of funding we're going to have.
So for folks out there who are listening, maybe on either side of the things, can you talk us through the process, whether they want to donate or whether they, you know, need to take advantage of services like yours?
Yeah, so we're really flexible, and we always appreciate any help that people can offer, whether it's something small or something large. We have a website, which is www.cfcinc.org, where you can make very convenient online sort of donations if you'd like.
Nice.
Or if you'd like to donate food directly, you can go to our food pantry as well and donate food items there.
How has it been tight for you guys this year, like as opposed to other years?
Yeah, just between the uncertainty with the sort of grant funding that we would get from the government, just the donations, you know, have been a little bit less in recent sort of weeks. But the need is pretty great right now, and it keeps growing. So it's, you know, we really need people to step in to help us out.
Yeah. What has the response been like from these families in need who are maybe coming to you for the first time?
The people have been very grateful, you know, that a service like this exists. And the nice part about being a community action agency is if they need help with other stuff, we can pass them to another program. We have fuel assistance. We have the Operation Christmas program.
What's coming up next for the Christmas program?
So the Christmas program, Operation Christmas, is huge. It's a program that's really near and dear to a lot of people's hearts in the area. We always get a lot of donations when it comes to this time of year. You know, it's just great to have people come by and drop off the gifts and see how it's kind of piling up. It's a cool thing. It's a great program that we offer.
Well, Nate Gonsolo, Director of Planning, Development, and Communications at Citizens for Citizens Fall River, thanks for coming by this morning. Thank you for doing what you do every day, and good luck for the holidays.
Thanks for having us, guys, and thanks for giving us the spotlight.
Our South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.